Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Sunday, horny. It is Sunday punch time, baby. And you know, this episode is brought to you by Gumba Rum, honey. This show is sponsored by Gumba Rum, my man Steve Gum. He is the baddest man in town, honey. But let me tell you something. It is March 6, 2022. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what Mama about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And I got to give it a push out and a shout out to the 18. Y'all know why? The ATL is my home thing. Got to push it up and give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the baddest team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Zimbabwe, UK, and Germany. I do have an honorary member in India, Karupatani. Now listen, y'all know I am talked up always, talked up on 10, baby. It is rocking and rolling. You know, Steve really got me turned up. See, listen, Steve with his rump got me super turned up, baby. You know, super bad promotion going on. And let me tell you this. Now, let me slow down and take my time. It's a musical salute on today. I have with me on today, Miss Blessing. You know, anytime somebody comes in your studio with a name like Blessing, hardly you can't help but to be blessed, and the studio can't help to have some oil blessing all over the place. But let me tell you about Steve, my sponsor, Steve Gum. Yeah. With the Gumba Rum. Now listen, y'all. Listen, my babies. I want y'all to visit this website. It is gumbarum.com, gumbarum.com. Listen, it is a promotion going on, a special event this summer. Steve is coming to the Windy City. I'm telling you, he is bringing the rum to Chi-Town, baby. And it's going to be rocking and rolling. We're going to be dressed up to the nines. You know, we all, it's going to be red carpet rolling on down in the Windy City, baby. With Steve, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a good time. He's a real elegant, classy man. But, honey, he got me. You know what I mean? So, listen, Steve is elegant and classy. I ain't none of that. I'm real people. You know what I mean? I'm going to be dressed up. But, honey, I'm going to be talking and socializing and drinking my wine. Yeah, I'm going to make sure everybody has a good time. Now, listen, we're going to talk to Miss Blessing in a few seconds, but I got a word from my sponsor. I want y'all to take a listen to this. And in the meantime, I do want y'all to make sure you visit gumbarum.com. And when you click on the banner on the main page on the website, it says click to order. Just click right there, honey pie. And when you do that, it's going to take you to the order page, and you can order your rum. Honey, it's not really, really expensive, but it tastes divine. Now, listen, this is a word from my sponsor.
Steve Gubba wants you to get to know Gubba Rum. The three characteristics that make Gubba Rum unique are that each is an infusion, real coconut, real vanilla. Each is made with certified organic ingredients. And each is, as we say here in Boston, wicked smooth. When people sample it, they love it.
Now, y'all heard that. Gumba Rum is wicked smooth. I'm going to tell you some more about Gumba in just a moment. But I got to say hello to Miss Blessing. This woman is so classy and sophisticated. She really has some nice videos. I'm telling you, she pours everything she got into her music. I'm like, you know, I was all on Instagram, Miss Blessing. I was all on your page. I said, mm-hmm. Would you look at this child here? She just a walking and a switching and a twitch. I said, Lord, today. Girl, who taught you how to walk like that?
I think maybe it's just a natural walk.
Girl, you be looking so serious in the video. I say, oh, Lord. Girl, you looking like a little Grace Jones. Are you familiar with Grace Jones?
Oh, wow. Yes, it's the famous model.
Now, listen. Y'all know, you know now, Grace Jones got a super, super large personality. And you know what? Grace Jones
mm-hmm.
walks into a room all heads turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that Grace Jones
mm-hmm.
thing going on. You really do.
Thank you. I'm flattered.
You're welcome. Girl, tell me about yourself. Now, you know, your name, Blessing, I could stay on that a whole hour, but I know we ain't got a whole hour. But honey, your Blessing, and how do you pronounce your last name? I don't want to chop it up because, you know, everybody in the studio be laughing at them engineers. They looking at your video, Blessing. Stop drooling over here at this girl, and I'm sitting right here. Y'all stop drooling. They drooling over you, girl. How do you pronounce your last name?
Ooh. Gomero, so you say Gomero. Just the way you see the words, that's just how you say it. So Gomero. You've ever heard about that name Romero? Just replace
yeah.
it with a G. Gomero, yes.
girl, you sound just as sexy as you look.
Oh my God. My cheeks are hurting already from smiling so much, here.
Hon, let me tell you, the engineers up here, they looking at your picture. They wondering where you at. You know, they trying to find out what location, what's your location. You know, they trying to find out, well, where is she at?
I'm in Virginia.
You in Virginia?
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't too far away from the window. Say, you know, we're going to have a big old bash and a big old party this summer with Gumbara. Hon, you can come on over. You ain't too far. You can come to the party this
yes.
summer. Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to be there.
Yes, we have artists. I'm going to be playing the artists' movie. A lot of artists has been on the show. I'm going to be playing their music during the event. And, honey, we
okay.
just going to get on down. We're going to get on down, baby. We're going to get down.
Okay. Well, play my music then.
Girl, listen to you. You're so sweet. Oh, you're so sweet and adorable. But, honey, now tell me about your family. You come from a music family, that's right?
Yes. So my dad was actually a professional singer. And, and as a child, I didn't fully understand it. But since I started releasing my music professionally, he's been telling me about his own, you know, music journey. And I only learned recently that he paid his rent. He was like, I paid my rent for a whole year from, like, just, you know, performing on TV shows and stuff. I was like, you did that? Like, I didn't even know that the level of, you know, his music went to that point where he was able to sustain himself on, you know, music alone. So that's like my biggest inspiration, because growing up we used to perform. So I have a sister. She has an amazing voice, but she's not pursuing music professionally, but she's just naturally gifted singer. So in the family, they always thought she would be the one to go forward with music because she just had such an amazing voice. So I think it came like a surprise that I was the one who, you know, whose
yeah.
interest for music transcended beyond just, you know, singing in my bathroom, you know?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you've been singing since you were a child in the choir?
Yes. And even before we started singing in the choir, we used to perform before our parents. So me and my sister, we would like put on this little shows for our parents, and they were our first audience.
Okay. And so now you're going to be releasing your first track. You released your first track in December of 2020, correct?
Yes.
You know, you've had great success,
yes.
you know, for just beginning, and you released your first track just 2020. You're doing very, very well, and the quality that you're putting out is really, really wonderful. You put out great quality.
You.
Your music, yes, you're welcome. And so your music videos are really polished. It seems like you really take your time and you really plan. You know, your videos aren't just homemade stuff. You have the real deal. You have the real deal in your videos. You really do.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback.
You're welcome. Now tell me about the song Bad Character.
Oh, the juicy one. The one with all the cheese.
Yeah.
So Bad Character actually, so I I get inspired by different things. Naturally, my first source of inspiration is God. But in terms of how God inspires me, sometimes I could just be like half asleep, half awake. Sometimes in a dream, I could get a song in a dream, and I could get a song while driving, just different at different points while doing dishes. But this song, Bad Character, actually, I was the first part of it came to me. I was like half asleep, half awake. So the solos and the chorus came first, and then another half asleep, half awake inspiration, the refrain came through. It's a mixture of true life events and fictitious events that just encourages people to be more caring towards those around them and be more authentic with the way they show love. And if you say someone is your friend, then you should be able to show them that love that you say you have for them. And so it touches on different kinds of relationships, like friendships, romantic relationships, and just relationship with human beings and whoever you want to relate to. It just kind of gives you different scenarios of how you can be authentic and loving towards, you know, people around you, and has a little bit of comedy, a little bit of comedy and sauciness to it, but it's relatable lyrics that once people might have encountered those types of situation, or if they are the bad character, it can inspire you into considering, you know, the way you treat people.
Yes. And so I heard you say, you know, the song is, you know, you're wanting people to be more authentic. And we should be more authentic. We really should be. You know, it's almost like, you know, now Ms. Bless, Mama always got some life lessons. Spirits always got life lessons. Now listen, mm-hmm. people. This song, Bad Character. Now, she's saying she wants us to be more authentic. Now, y'all know me. I'm real as real can get. Now, I'm for love. I'm going to love on everybody. I'm going to even love on them little skunks out there. You know, you got some people with some skunky bad character. You know what I mean? And some people, you mm-hmm. just got to love the hell straight out of them. You know what I mean? Some folks, some people just don't know what love really is, and you got to just lay it on them like a ball of honey. You got to be honey mm-hmm. all, you got to drip honey all over them so they understand this is good stuff. Mm-hmm. Swallow it on down, trying mm-hmm. to show you what love is. You know what I mean? So listen, mm-hmm. y'all mm-hmm. with these bad characters, listen to Mama now, listen to Blessing. Blessing is telling you too. She wants us to be authentic. You know what I mean? Now, y'all that's full of hell, we don't want you to be authentic. We want you to go to church, learn the Bible, you know, and so they can pray the hell out of y'all. Get the hell prayed out of you. Then come on over here and be authentic with us. Now y'all got hell in you. Stay on to the church. Let the preacher pray over you. Get the blessed oil. You know, get the devil out of you first. Because you know what? You know what, Blessing? I don't like them bad yes. spirits and them bad energy. I really don't, Blessing. You know, because Mama yes. know how to pray. You know, I know how to understand, but I know how to pray mm-hmm. too. So now when folks come up in my internet booth with them bad characters and them bad energy, Blessing, mm-hmm. honey, I mm-hmm. go to putting some oil on them. I go to spraying them down with some Lysol. You know, I got to bleach them down. You know what I'm saying? Some people need to be bleached yes. down because they got all that bad stuff all over. You got to get you some Pine Sol.
Yes.
They soul need cleaning, don't it? They soul really needs cleaning. Don't they soul
yes,
need cleaning?
Yes.
It really do.
Yes,
I'm being funny, but I'm serious. I'm really serious, though.
Oh yes, no, I totally mm-hmm. agree with you. And you know, so the scripture says that God is love. So mm-hmm. the author of love is God. But you know, as human beings, we sometimes we pervert love. We say, you know, we think we understand love, but we don't really understand love. And for those who are born of God and who know God, they get, you know, their inspiration of how they express love from God. So it's definitely the foundation of where you start. And then if you have that foundation and you're still struggling with expressing the love of God towards your neighbor, this will definitely, you know, this will definitely inspire you to more virtues. This song is also, most of my songs, even though I'm speaking to people, I'm also speaking to myself. I'm also speaking to myself as well. So, you know, it's blessing people, but it's also blessing me as well. So,
you know what? Now, that's really, really deep, because when I teach, I'm a teacher as well. On the serious side, I really do teach. And so when I'm teaching or I'm putting something together to teach, it's really amazing how it comes to us first. So those who are called to teach, those who are called to preach, the sermon hits us first before it goes out to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'm telling, so I understand what you're saying. You know, even though you're singing the song about bad character, but it comes to you first and it blesses you. It's the same way with teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to the teacher and the leaders first. It really does. It really does. So that's really good what you said. And you said a really important thing when you were speaking. You was talking about some people pervert love, and some people do, because I think, blessing, some people don't understand the purity of love, because God is pure. He's pure, and sometimes those who don't understand love, they get it convoluted, and they have it mixed with a lot of dirt and a lot of sand. See, love is just like clear water. It's just like clear water. You can see right through it. But if you don't understand pure love, the agape love of God, you'll have it polluted with things that shouldn't be in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there's a part of the song that people might listen and just listen past it, because it's not one of the, it's not a line that is repeated. It's just a line that maybe the author of the song, the writer of the song, which is me, I understand it. There's a part of the song that says, "I thought you were a saint." Someone could hear that and say that, oh, the writer of this song is trying to hold people to an unattainable standard. But if you think about it, "I thought you were a saint," there's a portion of that song that is also holding the person who is expecting people to be of good behavior. So it kind of points a finger at me as well, the writer, because expectation is the start of downfall in a lot of and frustrations. Like, I thought you were a saint, but who is a saint? You know, who is a saint? And by the end of the day, it's God who justifies. So in as much as it's easy to say, oh, man, this is a bad character, there's also a portion of the responsibility where how much are you really expecting of people? But it's not very obvious in the song in that line, but whenever I hear that line, I left it in there, you know, just in case there might be someone who's wired like me who when they hear that line, it jumps out to them to be also a bit more understanding of people. And, you know, sometimes you make excuses for people, you know, not especially if it's not an abusive situation. You know, if it's just something minor, like maybe your friend, you know, failed to call you back or, you know, something like that, you could make an excuse for them, because we're all, you know, prone to error, you know. So, yes.
That's true. And, you know, we're going to go ahead and take a listen. So, guys, you're just listening in. This is the Fierce Human Network. You're listening to Blessing Gomero. You know, she sound all pretty, and she look pretty, too. I just want y'all to know. Y'all check out on Instagram and YouTube as well. Now, y'all listen to this song. This is Bad Character. Check my girl out. Check her out. Bad Character.
One time more than you. Two times from me. Show up for me when I needed you. Could you walk with me when that's all I needed? Don't smile at me, then you laugh at me.
You laugh.
It's how you treat your friends.
Bad character,
where are you going? You told me to wait for you.
Bad character.
You say you love me, but you really don't care.
Bad character.
I try to believe what you say is true. You never show up, this is how you live. Will you ride with me through your blizzards? Will you vouch for me when no one will help? you really don't care. Bad character. I try to believe what you say is true. You never show up, it's the how you love. It's the how you love. Okay. Taken to the motherland. Stamping. We know your signature, cause it's everywhere. Stamping. We know your signature, cause it's everywhere.
right now, good people, that was Toothbrush by Grace Davies. And before that, you heard Bad Character by Blessing Galerio. Now, listen, Miss Blessing is here with me on today. We've been really having some good conversation, some interesting conversation. And I am telling you, it is just phenomenal. Her song is really, really, really fantastic, Bad Character. I'm going to play it again. In the end, we have just about 3 minutes left in this particular episode. And Blessing, I do want you to tell the listening audience where they can find your music and download it.
Okay. So I am in, you can find me at Spotify, you can find me at iTunes, YouTube. So if you want to support me, you could, you know, purchase a copy for yourself in, from iTunes. And then you could also stream it if you have Spotify, and you can also find me on YouTube.
Awesome.
So that's for the music, yes. And then you can follow me on my social media handles. I'm Blessing Gomero everywhere, so... let's connect.
Awesome. So now tell me, you're working toward your album, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you have a release date?
I am. Sorry, what did you say?
Do you have a release date?
I don't, but I have a title. And I don't have a release date because I might screen out some songs from the final track list, so I haven't released the track list yet, but I have enough, I've released enough songs for an album, but I'm releasing more so that I can have more choices, rather than just put everything together into one album. I might just, you know, filter some out and just put, you know, the ones that go with the theme of the of this particular album that I'm working on. But this year, it's going to be this year, sometime this year and soon.
Okay, wonderful. You know, you're such a delight. And let me ask you, when you're not working on your music, what other hobbies or creative things that you like to do in your spare time?
Creatively speaking, well, I just, my creativity is mostly in songwriting and singing, but... aside from that, I don't know, but it's all related. It's all kind of related to music. I have, like, some YouTube channels, so I'm a content creator. So I do, like, reaction videos to other musicians, and I just like, you know, sharing information with up-and-coming YouTubers. So that's kind of separate from my Blessing Gomero platform. So that's another, you know, thing that... takes my time, and yes.
Okay, wonderful. You know, we have our Amazon Prime channel that's coming out, that's available 100+ places online. We're working on that, and so by you having a lot of music videos, your content will be great for our entertainment TV. It will really be great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And this is with Sirius FM Radio. This coming up with its own Prime?
Yes, Amazon Prime. You know, Amazon Prime has where you can release your content to the world, worldwide, and it's searchable, and different individuals can get it. Amazon, Roku, Apple, iTunes, you can get it on Google TV, you can get it on Apple TV, Amazon, you can get it on Prime. Mm-hmm. It's like 100+ outlets where you can view the content, and I think your music videos would be awesome for entertainment TV. It really would be.
Okay, that's awesome. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. So as we get close to our release date and get it all tied together, we would love to have your content on our channel.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I would be honored.
You're just so bubbly. You know, I love your energy. Your energy is so great and so fantastic. I just love your energy. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
much.
I've had a great time interviewing. I'm kind of like, this is out of pocket for me, but I'm trying because I love people, but sometimes I'm not very, when it comes to these types of situations, I just had this belief that I don't like talking about myself, and I say that all the time, but talking to you just makes it feel so natural, And I'll try to do more of these because I think it's in my head that I don't like talking about myself, but it's actually not as frightening. It's not as frightening as
so
I thought
cute.
It would be.
You're so cute. You know, I'm going to, after the, on the flip side of the interview, I'm going to send over a lead for you. Mr.
Okay.
Wagner, he has a radio show, and his platform is huge. My platform is big,
okay.
And I do reach international. I do reach in Netherlands and Germany and Austria and all over
mm-hmm.
the place. But Mr. Wagner, I'm going to give
mm-hmm.
you his information so you can get on his
okay.
show and do and, you know, play your music. He has a phenomenal platform. He is
oh, wow.
worldwide. He's all over. So I'm going to give you that information. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really appreciate that. Yes.
You're welcome. So we are out of time. It's a blessing. I am out of time. We're going to end the show. I'm going to play Bad Character just a little bit more. And so the show is going to end
okay.
with Bad Character because I am out of time. And I don't want them engineers to cut us off, honey. We don't want that. You know,
okay.
I don't want them.
Okay.
You know, they get a little excited over there with that gumbarum. So we got the gumbarum thing going
okay.
on. So they real happy okay. up in here. They real happy.
Well,
okay,
thank you, crew members, for... you know, for everything. Appreciate this interview.
You're more than welcome. So listen up, everybody. This is Bad Character. Once again, I'm going to see you on the flip side on tomorrow. I had a blast with this.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to help me some more. Now, every time I say that name, Blessing, it just seems like something go all over me. Yeah, oh, she's a blessing.
Amen.
She is a blessing. Hallelujah.
As
Tyler Perry say, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're a blessing. All right,
thank
now.
Thank you.
This is, you're welcome. So this is some more Bad Character. Y'all take a listen.
One time for you. Two times for me. Here to show up for me. Show up for me when I need. Walk with me when that's all I needed. Don't smile at me, smile at me. Then you laugh at me.
You laugh.
It's how you treat your friends.
Bad character.
Where are you going? You told me to wait for you.
Bad character.
You love me, but you really don't care.
Bad character.
I try to believe what you say is true. You never show up, that's how you live. Will you ride with me through your blizzards? Will you vouch for me when no one will help? Try to believe what you say is true. You never show up. It's how you live.
Okay. Taken to the motherland. Stamping. We know your signature, 'cause it's everywhere. Stamping. We know your signature, 'cause it's everywhere.
How you live.
It's a how you live.
if she